Hi, my name is Conklin Kane, and I'm an 8th grader from Amory Northwest Middle School, and I'm here representing Healthy Newsworks.
Hi, I'm Jaden Williams, and currently in the 8th grade at Amory Northwest Middle School, also representing Healthy Newsworks.
During our time with Healthy Newsworks, we have talked about resilience, which is coming back from a setback of some sort. For example, how to bounce back from an injury, a disappointment, or a loss.
We are here today at the Philadelphia Eagles NovaCare Center, talking with Ron Brooks, a cornerback for the Eagles, about resilience and how he keeps going when things are hard.
Mr. Brooks was born in 1988 in Irving, Texas. He went to Louisiana State University and was drafted by the Buffalo Bills in 2012. He signed with the Eagles in 2016.
Mr. Brooks says that running back Steven Jackson is the best player he ever lined up against. He is also a big fan of NBA players LeBron James and Stephen Curry. In his spare time, Mr. Brooks enjoys being active, spending time with his family, and playing Call of Duty on his PlayStation 4.
Last year, on October 23rd, in a game against the Minnesota Vikings, Ron Brooks suffered a very serious injury that caused him to be out for the season. He is still rehabbing and will be ready to take his place on the field this season.
Thank you for being with us, Mr. Brooks. It's a pleasure.
Appreciate y'all having me, man.
So, tell us about your injury and how it happened.
It was a non-contact play. Was going to make a tackle and really was like a freak accident. Just blew my quad tendon out. So really wasn't a contact play or anything specifically that happened. It was just sort of a freak accident.
How did you feel when you were carted off the field? What was going through your head at that moment?
All the money I had lost and about not being able to help my teammates for the rest of the season or not finishing the game, really.
What have you been doing to get back in shape and to prepare for this season?
It's been a lot of trying to focus on the area that I got injured on, focusing on strengthening that area and trying to get my flexibility back in that area and just trying to make sure that I strengthen that area to the best of my ability to make sure when I get ready to go back out on the field, that it's the best that I can be.
Would you look for someone to go and talk to when you were injured? And what did they do or say to help you?
I relied on more so just having faith. Use my faith a lot. That was a big thing that helped me get through this situation. And just talking to guys that have been through like similar injuries and things like that, just seeing how they dealt with it and what their mindset was and how they pretty much kept themselves on a higher note rather than being low and sulking and that kind of stuff, you know.
How are you going to feel being back for more action on the field?
It's going to be great because, like today, you know, I was out there. I got to do a couple of drills and stuff like that with my DB group. But when it came time to do team and more group work, I wasn't able to be out there. So for me, it was hard to be out there and watch that go on. But at the same time, I know I'm making progress to get back to doing full teamwork. So for me, it was a giant stepping stone. I'm a lot farther than where I was before. So as long as I keep making, you know, progress to get back right and be back out there with my team and help them out, I'll be all right.
Can you remember a time when you were like, when you were a kid, young boy, and wanted something really badly, but it got turned down?
Yeah, I can. I wanted a truck when I was, high school. As soon as I got my license, I wanted a truck. And, you know, my family wasn't able to do that for me. So just having that want for something that badly, kind of the same thing I'm going through now, having that want to be back out there on the field real bad and them kind of limiting me and being like, no, you can't get out there just all the way yet. You got to take baby steps to get back out there. So it's kind of the same thing. One thing I can say, I've been blessed not to be cut or not be on the team that I wanted to be on. But there was a time in college when coach was just dogging me out, and we almost came to blows. So I learned a lesson from it and just learned how to be more coachable and to take coaching even when it's hard for me in the way that they approach me.
When you was a kid, did you have a teacher or a coach that helped you through your disappointment?
For me personally, my father, I was lucky to have a father that's been in this position. He played professional football. He actually played here in Philly. So I relied on my dad a lot to talk to him, and he just always kept me in a positive mindset and always kept me on the up and up, you know, try to keep me focused on what I needed to be focused on and not to really dwell on the negative things. So he's a big help in just my whole mentality of not letting things bother me and bring me down like that.
Do you have any advice or anything to say about for kids or grown-ups about bouncing back from a setback?
Most definitely. I had an opportunity to meet with some kids at the Ronald McDonald House out here. Some of those kids, they have real disabilities. Like, I met a kid, he was like 6 years old, and he was just beginning to walk. And for you and me, we started walking maybe after a year, you know?
Yes.
And so for a kid that's 6 years old and not to be able to walk for 6 years, and he had just started walking, for me, I was barely getting able back to where I could walk normally. So he was a big inspiration for me. And for him, I tried to let him know that what he was going through, like the pain and all of that stuff, not to let that affect his mindset and his will to keep trying to walk, you know. It's going to be times where things are hard and it's not going to go easy for you. But at the same time, you can't let that get in your way of trying to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. For me, it was trying to get back to being as healthy as I possibly could be to play football. For him, it was getting back to walking, you know, normally like a normal kid.
So, in your own words, how would you define resilience?
Resilience to me is something that you have within you. Is you don't let anyone or anything stop you from trying to do what you want to do or what you're trying to accomplish. For me, it was... this is the worst thing I've been through career-wise for me. So getting back to learning how to, you know, do little things again and get back to football shape and things like that, things that most people probably take for granted, you know. They feel like, oh, it's just something that's natural for them, and you don't really realize how important those things are to you until you're not able to do them anymore. So just resiliency to me is just trying to accomplish something and not letting anything stop you or getting your way from accomplishing that goal.
And I got one more question.
No doubt.
Are the Eagles going to the playoffs?
That trick question. Sir, we had a lot of great pieces, and we had a lot of great players that are already here. And this is a special year for us. So I'm not going to be like most people and be like, we're going to the Super Bowl, we're going to win the Super Bowl. But we're definitely going to make a run at these playoffs and definitely make a run at this Super Bowl.
Mr. Brooks, it was an amazing pleasure to meet and talk with you today.
Thank you for taking time out of your day to chat with us.
And thank you for listening to our first podcast.
It was produced by the students and volunteers of Healthy Newsworks.
Special thanks goes to Anthony Bonagura of the Philadelphia Eagles, who arranged this interview.
Our music was composed by Jonathan Ahrens.
And our engineer today was Ann Hoffman.
We also had help from our teachers, Joanne Kelly and Stephanie McKenna, and Jeanette Woods from WHYY.
I'm Cochran Kang.
And I'm Jaden Williams.
And you've been listening to
Healthy Newsworks.